tokenized RWA's top 30B as market grows. 10x in 2 years, tokenized real-world assets have crossed the $30 billion mark in active on-chain value, a tenfold expansion from roughly $3 billion 2 years ago, according to a market read flagged by Bitcoin News on May 10. The most striking detail is geographic concentration. Nearly half of that $30 billion is held by U.S.-based wallets and institutional accounts, a figure that runs counter to the cliché that tokenization is primarily a workaround for offshore or emerging market investors. The reading lands at a moment of calm in spot markets. As of May 10, 2026, BTC is at $81,336, up 0.6% on the day. ETH sits at $2,357, up 1.2%. The Fear and Greed Index reads 50 dead neutral. Tokenized RWAs, by contrast, have continued to compound through every recent risk-off stretch, including the April exploit wave that pulled 635 Mellers out of DeFi. U.S. wallets sit at the center of the 30B base. The nearly half-held in the U.S. figure reframes how this market has been built. The early narrative around tokenization treated U.S. regulation as the bottleneck and pitched offshore issuance as the route around it. The actual capital tells a different story. U.S. institutional treasury desks, corporate cash managers, and crypto-native funds have parked money in BlackRock's Boodle, Franklin Templeton's on-chain share class, and Ondo's USDY because those products pay a treasury-tied yield with same-day settlement on public chains. That utility has nothing to do with regulatory arbitrage. The remaining roughly $15 billion is spread thin across Europe, Singapore, the UAE, Hong Kong, and a long tail of smaller jurisdictions. Singapore and the UAE have published the most concrete regulatory regimes for tokenized funds. Europe's MiCA framework covers stablecoins, but not yet the broader tokenized securities stack, which has held back issuance pace. Treasuries and private credit pulled most of the weight. The composition behind $30 billion is heavily skewed toward two categories. Tokenized U.S. treasuries and money market funds account for the largest share, with BlackRock's BUIDL, Ondo's USDY and OUSG, Franklin's FOBXX, and Hashnote's USYC making up the bulk. Private credit protocols are the second leg, with Maple, Centrifuge, Goldfinch, and Figure absorbing institutional allocations into pools that pay coupons funded by real borrower cash flows. Commodities, real estate, and equity-linked tokens together represent a small minority of the total. The mix matters because treasury and private credit products do not behave like speculative altcoins. They pay a yield set by either the Fed funds rate or a credit spread, and they attract capital that would otherwise sit in money market funds or short-duration bond ETFs. Two-year growth path tells a structural story. A 10x increase in 2 years would normally read like a speculative bubble. In this market, it does not, because the growth has been steady rather than parabolic. The $3 billion base in 2024 grew to roughly $8 billion across 2024, $20 billion by early 2026, and $25 billion in late April. The $30 billion print on May 10th represents another $5 billion in roughly 2 weeks. That pace is steep, but consistent with quarterly institutional allocation cycles, not retail-driven mania. The other supporting data point, the tokenized U.S. Treasury market on Ethereum recently hit $8 billion in market cap, and BNB chain alone reached $3.5 billion in tokenized treasury value. Treasury tokenization on individual chains is now a meaningful chunk of the total 30B figure. Bank rails, not yield farms, are the dominant on-ramp. The infrastructure carrying this capital on-chain is not retail DeFi. It runs through regulated custodians, transfer agents, and bank settlement rails. JP Morgan, BNY Mellon, State Street, and Citi all have live tokenization pilots. Coinbase Prime and Anchorage are the dominant U.S. custody endpoints for tokenized fund interests. The XRP Ledger pilot with Ondo, JP Morgan, and MasterCard is one of several attempts to link bank settlement directly into on-chain RWA flows. For crypto users, the practical takeaway is narrower than the headline. The $30 billion is mostly held by entities, not individuals. Retail exposure to tokenized RWAs remains limited to a handful of permissioned wallets and a small set of yield aggregators. Stablecoin spend cards that route through USDC or USDP do not currently hold tokenized treasury exposure, though several issuers have indicated interest in adding it.